Good afternoon. Whenever we are thinking in terms of treating a neoplastic lesion, we need to understand that we need to remove or destroy that entire lesion, leaving a healthy margin all around. Now, with a CIN lesion, as a colposcopist, we get to see the two dimensions, the inner margin we get to see the inner margin of the lesion. We get to see the outer margin of the lesion. What we tend to forget is that there is something, another dimension, which is the depth of the lesion. And the depth of the lesion is because the CIN lesions, they tend to go inside through the crypt. So the average depth of a crypt is around 5 millimeter. So whenever we are destroying the tissue or removing the tissue, the minimum amount we need to remove or destroy is 6 to 8 millimeter. And that is exactly what cryotherapy does. With the cryotherapy, we have the probe which touches the cervix and makes sure that due to the very low temperature, there is a cold damage, the cells get destroyed up to 7 to 8 millimeter of depth. Now, we can treat all grades of CIN provided we stick to the right kind of criteria. And those criteria are, first and foremost thing, that the entire lesion should be visible and the lesion we should be able to cover by the largest cryoprobe. That's the most important thing. So if any lesion is there which is having endocervical extension, that is not the suitable type of lesion to treat by cryotherapy. And there should not be no suspicion of invasive disease, either in terms of cytology, histology, or colposcopically. If there is any suspicion of glandular disease, that is another case where CIN should not be treated. The machine we have, it's a very, very simple machine, very, very sturdy machine. A cryotherapy machine can last for a lifetime. What we have basically is the gun, cryotherapy gun, which is connected to with a tubing to the gas cylinder. The gas can be either nitrous oxide or carbon dioxide. So, and then there is a gauge to see the temperature, to see the pressure of the gas. And we have the cryoprobes. Now, essentially, we use the cryoprobe which covers the lesion best. So, the cryoprobe should snugly cover the lesion. And it's better to avoid those cryoprobes with the endocervical extensions or the nipple-like things, because they give rise to a crampy feeling to the patient. So once we have done the colposcopy, we have exposed the lesion, we have decided to go for cryotherapy, we need to do the counseling of the patient, take the consent, and then essentially, it's a purely an OPD procedure. In fact, most of our cryotherapies we do in our rural settings, in the villages, and no anesthesia is required. We expose the lesion. We can apply Lugol's iodine to see the lesion better, choose the cryoprobe, put some amount of jelly or even normal saline on the probe. This is just to ensure good thermal contact between the probe and the tissue. Well, what we need to ensure is that the probe, when we put on the cervix, it does not touch the vagina. And then we can use either of the two methods, which we call single freeze or double freeze method. Single freeze is where we keep the gas flow on for full 5 minutes and see a very nice ball of ice growing all around the probe. Other option is we use 3 minutes of freezing, 5 minutes of thawing, and then again 3 minutes of freezing. So after freezing, when there is a formation of the ball, or when the time is out, we try to take it out. We make a few tentative semicircular pulls, but then you'll find that it's not coming out. So what is important for us to understand is that we'll have to wait for some time, let the probe thaw, and then automatically we'll find that the probe will come out. So that is exactly what has happened here. There are certain technical hitches. Again, as I told you, it's a very, very simple technique. It's very easy to do. The major problem is that you will suddenly you will find either the gas is not flowing at all or it was flowing and then suddenly stops. First and foremost thing is you look at the gas pressure. There should be adequate pressure in the cylinder. If the gas pressure is on, still there is no flow of gas through the cryoprobe or there is no hissing sound, then you'll have to remove the cryoprobe and there may be some kind of impurities which get stuck in the, you know, there is a very thin wire-like thing inside and it may get blocked. So either by gentle, you know, massaging at the tip, the impurities may be removed, or you dip the probe in a little bit, a bowl of water, and that usually helps us to remove those impurities and the gas starts flowing again. So that is one problem. The second problem you may find that there is leakage of gas. If there is leakage of gas, excess amount of gas from here, there is a washer. So again, you'll have to take it out and you'll find there is a, you know, ring-like thing which you call washer. We need to change that. So that will stop the gas leakage. And most importantly, what often we find is the laxity, due to the laxity of the vagina, it is difficult to keep the probe, you know, fit on the cervix and avoiding the vaginal wall to touch the probe. But then if we use a right size speculum, make sure that the speculum opens adequately and the cervix is well focused, then usually the vagina doesn't come. If again still the vagina comes on the way, we can use lateral wall retractor or we can use non-lubricated condom to keep the lateral vaginal walls away. But even if after doing cryotherapy we find that little amount of vagina has been frozen, there is nothing to panic. We just need to, you know, when the patient comes for follow-up, we just need to see whether that area has healed or not. But a few days back, I got a call from a gynecologist in Lucknow. She was asking whether, she has inadvertently frozen the vagina, whether she needs to put any stitch there. I said, no, that's not at all necessary. The cure rates, the success rate of cryotherapy is almost as at par with loop excisional or laser vaporization. On an average, people have found that 80 to 85% of the lesions, CIN2 lesions, CIN1 lesions, CIN2 lesions, or even CIN3 lesions. Maybe the success rate with CIN3 lesions will obviously be lower than CIN2 or CIN1, but generally it is between 80 to 85%. During the cryotherapy, some of the patients may have a crampy feeling in the lower abdomen. When the patient gets up, some of the patients may feel a little bit of dizziness. That's because of the nitrous oxide getting absorbed in the blood circulation. So the patient has to keep waiting for a few minutes before letting her get down from the bed. And infection, some of the patients may get PID after cryotherapy. Delayed the complications, the stenosis, some of the patients do have, but then the stenosis on the external loss and it does not hamper with the future fertility or any of the pregnancy events. Now, because we have such a simple technique available and such a safe technique available, there are certain new paradigms in management of cervical intraepithelial neoplasias or in cervical cancer screening as such. Particularly in low resource settings where things may not be what we call ideal. So this is what is the algorithm for screening normally. We administer the screening test. The test positives are called for diagnostic test, which is colposcopy. Colposcopy, if abnormal, they go for biopsy. And biopsy, after biopsy, the treatment decision is taken. So that needs multiple repeated visits for the patient to the clinic, which may not be feasible in our kind of setup. And if we cannot achieve a good coverage, not only to screening, but also to treatment, our screening program is not likely to be cost effective. So that is why certain new algorithms have been thought about, depending on the setup where we are working. One of them is, what happens if we do VIA, and even if it is done by nurses or health workers, and following VIA, because we can see the lesion straight away if we go for cryotherapy. So that is one option which has been tried by a study in Thailand, which we call SAFE trial, looking at the safety and acceptability of a particular paradigm. And they have found that even if the nurses are doing VIA, it has been found to be very safe, very little number of complications, and most importantly, the hemorrhagic complications with cryotherapy are very, very rare. And it was and that too also achieved a good amount of clearance of the lesion when these women, when they were called back for repeat VIA. The other paradigm is, which has been tried by IARC study in South India, where nurses, they have been trained to do VIA, they have been trained to do colposcopy and take biopsy, and if on the basis of colposcopy, if there is a lesion, the nurses were trained to do cryotherapy. So even in this kind of algorithm, it was found that the cure rate for the lesions, for the CIN2 and above lesions, was 70%, and for CIN1 lesions was 80%. And again, it was found to be very, very safe. So that is another algorithm which have been tried. And lastly, there is a randomized control trial where women, all the women who had VIA and HPV DNA testing, they were randomized into three groups. The first group, the women who had VIA positive, and they, you know, followed certain criteria, as the same similar kind of criteria I have discussed before, they had cryotherapy. The second group was HPV DNA positive, and they were immediately done, immediately had cryofreezing. And the third group was the delayed evaluation. That means they didn't have any treatment at that point of time. They were called after 6 months to go for colposcopy. And even this particular study, they found that if you do screening and link it to immediate treatment, that also reduces the numbers of CIN2 and above lesions by 70% in the HPV arm and 37% in the VIA arm. So there are immense possibilities of combining the right kind of screening test to right kind of treatment. Essentially, until and unless we link screening to treatment of the abnormalities, the screening program success is not going to be visible. So this is what has been commented by Susan Goldie, that the most cost-effective strategies were those that required fewest number of visits, resulting in improved follow-up testing and treatment. So cryotherapy gives us that particular option. Thank you very much.